Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivan.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Guru Yorana Harihi Om. Om Sahanavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhi Tamastama Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Aha Koyam Adhyasaha Namiti. So Bhashya said Aha Akshepo Koyam Adhyaso Nama. So he starts with this question. What is this adhyasa? It doesn't really exist. So, uchyate. For that, we answer. Uchyate. We'll say. Listen. What is adhyasa? Smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha. Smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha. This is what is adhyasa. Adhyasa means superimposition means smriti rupaha, that which is in the memory, and paratra purva drishta avabhasa. Paratra, in whatever you see in front of you, purva drishta avabhasa, that which you have seen previously, that you see, that you superimpose, that is which illumines, that is adhyasa. Smriti rupaha, that is in the memory, being in the memory, because that object is not what you see here, it is the image of the object which you have in the memory, which you see in another place. So the illumination of the object, of the thing, of whatever which is there in the memory, which is seen on the thing in front of you, on the object in front of you, is adhyasa. Here, by this, we say, whatever is seen before, that is the memory which you see. That object is not what you see here. That is negated. Tam. Tam adhyasaha. So that tam, it will come. There is a long way to go for that tam. Whatever the rest bhashya, we'll see. Ka iti akshepe kaha ko ayam adhyasaha. Ko ayam adhyasaha. Kaha kaha kaha. This is in akshepartha. Oh, it is not possible. This adhyasa is not possible. Samadhata loka siddham adhyasa lakshanam achakshana eva akshepam pratipakshipati. Samadhata loka siddham adhyasa lakshanam achakshana. This person who is answering uchyate loka siddham adhyasa lakshanam achakshana. Whatever this person who wants the answer, this person who has this doubt, he asks us, lokasiddham adhyasa lakshanam. Whatever is understood in the world, whatever is the definition for adhyasa, which is accepted, understood in the world, that he wants to know. Achakshanaha, he wants to understand, that he wants to see, that he wants to know. For that, eva akshepam pratikshipati. Only for that he just throws this. Hey, what is this adhyasa? It doesn't really exist. Then the person who answers, he says, uchyate. Let me explain you. Smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta abhasaha. This is what is the lakshana, definition for adhyasa. Smriti rupaha paratra purva drishta avabhasaha. Smriti rupaha is the form of memory. Paratra, whatever is in front of you. Purva drishta avabhasaha, that whatever you saw, you experienced before, that you superimpose. दिस इज अध्यास। अवसन्नो अवमतः वा भासः अवभासः अवभासः। सो दिस इज द पूर्वदृष्ट अवभासः यू से वॉट एवर यू हैव एक्सपीरियंस वॉट एवर यू हैव सीन बिफोर। भासा मीन्स टू इल्यूमिन। वॉट इज अवभासा मीन्स अवसन्नः अवमतः भास। अवसन्नः अवसन्नः मीन्स दट विच इज एंडोर्ड विथ ए लिमिट एंड कंक्लूशन दट विच इज एंडोर्ड विथ अ डिस्ट्रक्शन। इट इज गोइंग टू बी डिस्ट्रॉयड टूडे और टुमारो। दट्स जस्ट द डिफरेंस ऑफ टाइम बट इट इज एंडोर्ड विथ दिस डिस्ट्रक्शन। सो और यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड इट अनदर वे अवमतः। अवमतः मीन्स it is not taken into account, it is just a negator, that which is dismissed, that which is dismissed, that kind of illumination is called avabhasah. Otherwise he could have just put bhasah. Instead of bhasah he has used avabhasah, that which is negated, that kind of illumination, that which is endowed with destruction, that kind of illumination is what we are talking about. Because see what generally this the idea is, people think whatever has an existence before, that which you have seen, experienced, for that only you will be able to, the only that object which will create a memory, only that you will be able to superimpose on another object. This is not necessary. The existence of that object which you have seen previously, which has created, which has caused this memory, need not exist. The illumination of it is enough. So that is what he says. Avabhasah pratyantara badah cha asya avasado avamano va. What does avasado avamano means? Negated. Negator, endowed with destruction. What does this really mean? So he is explaining that term, endowed with destruction, or that which is negator, the illumination of which is negated, that is explained. What does that mean? Pratyantara badaha. Through another pratyaya, this is negated. Through another pratyaya, through another knowledge, this is negated. Whatever is negated through another knowledge, by another knowledge, is avabhasah. Brahma prama itara prama nivartakam. That which is negated with the knowledge other than Brahma prama, that is avabhasah. The knowledge of Brahman removes the jagat totally. The knowledge of the true object removes the superimposition. Here I see the snake superimposed on the rope. For that, for removal of that superimposition, I don't need the knowledge of self. I just need the knowledge of that object. So that is what he says. This pratyantara badaha, it can be of two ways. Pratyantara badaha, from where, which standpoint you are talking, that is what it is. Brahma prama badhyatvam or Brahma prama itra, Brahma itra prama badhyatvam, whichever way you want to see. If you are talking about the vyavaharika, it is the negation of that object with another object, the knowledge of another object. If it is the negation of that jagat itself, the substratum for that superimposition, etc., that itself, substratum here in this world, vyavaharika plane, that substratum, then the knowledge of self, that negates that idea that jagat is substratum for all the superimposition. So etavata mithya jnana mithi uktam bhavati. What is the idea? Etavata, by saying this, मिथ्या ज्ञानम इति उक्तम भवति. द नॉलेज विच यू गेन इज मिथ्या ज्ञानम. दिस इज द आइडिया. तस्य इदम् उपव्याख्यानम् मीनिंग हाउ दिस नॉलेज विच यू सी विच यू गेन ऑफ दिस सुपर इम्पोजिशन इज नॉट राइट नॉलेज. इट इज रॉन्ग नॉलेज. इट इज रॉन्ग कंक्लूशन. दट इज वॉट इज idea here. Adhyasa means wrong conclusion. Adhyasa means wrong knowledge. How? This is what is said in this with this word. Purva drishta ityadi. Purva drishta ityadi means purva drishtasya avabhasaha. Purva drishta avabhasaha. That knowledge which you gained of the object which you experienced before, that is purva drishta avabhasah. Mithya pratyascha aropa vishaya aropaniyasya aropaniya mithunam antarena na bhavatiti purva drishta grahanena andratam aropaniyam upasthapayati tasya cha drishtatva matram उपयुज्यते न वस्तु सत्येति दृष्ट ग्रहणम् तथापि वर्तमानम् दृष्टम् दर्शनम् न आरोप उपयोगीति पूर्वैत्युक्तम्. तत्र पूर्वदृष्टम् स्वरूपेण सत् अपि आरोपणीयतया अनिर्वाच्यम् इति आनृतम्. इट्स एक्सप्लेनिंग दट डेफिनेशन. पूर्वदृष्ट अवभासः परत्र इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू स्मृति रूपः दैट विच इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ मेमोरी दैट इज सुपर इम्पोस्ड. व्हाट इज सुपर इम्पोस्ड? पूर्व दृष्टावभास द नॉलेज ऑफ व्हाट एवर ऑब्जेक्ट यू एक्सपीरियंस बिफोर दैट इज सुपर इम्पोस्ड. सो दैट इज एक्सप्लेन हियर. पू मिथ्या प्रत्ययश्च दिस रॉन्ग नॉलेज दिस रॉन्ग कंक्लूशन च आरोप विषय इज द आरोप विषय इज द सुपर इम्पोस्ड ऑन द ऑब्जेक्ट. आरोपणीय मिथुनम अंतरेण न भवति दैट विल नॉट एग्जिस्ट विदाउट दिस सुपर इम्पोशन. दिस अध्यासा कैनॉट हैपन विदाउट द सबस्ट्रेटम ऑन विच यू सुपर इम्पोज एंड द नॉलेज ऑफ दैट विच इज सुपर इम्पोस्ड. You have to have the knowledge of both, the idea of both. One is the substratum, the other is the superimposed object. That na bhavati iti purva drishta grahanam. That is why he said purva drishta. It is experienced before. So iti purva drishta grahanena andratam aropaniyam upasthapayati. It is seen before. By that अनृतम आरोपणीयम उपस्थापयति. इट इज सीन बिफोर. इट डजंट एग्जिस्ट हियर. देयरफॉर व्हाट एवर इज सीन बिफोर विच इज सीन हियर इज नॉट ट्रू. दैट ही प्रूव्स. पूर्वदृष्ट अवभास व्हाट एवर यू हैव एक्सपीरियंस सीन बिफोर मीन्स इट डजंट एग्जिस्ट हियर एट दिस पॉइंट ऑफ टाइम एट दिस प्लेस. Therefore, whatever you see here now is anrutam. Then, tasya cha drishtatva matram upayujyate na vastu satyeti drishtu granam. He is doing parakritya. Purva drishta. Purva previously. Therefore, this point of time, this place, it doesn't exist. Drishta. Seen. Seen means it is illumined, that's all. It just illumines itself. It doesn't need to have an existence of its own. Whatever seen need not have an existence of its own. So that is what he is pointing out with drishtutvam, drishtatvam. Drishtatvam means that which is object of vision, visionness, seeingness. So that matram upajyate, that is what is here is necessary. Na vastu satyate, not the existence of the object in reality. Therefore, he says drashta grahanam. He uses this term drishta, purva drishta, that which is seen before. I saw it with my own eyes, you say, but it may not really exist. We superimpose many things, we hallucinate many things, like that here also. So whatever is seen need not exist. So that is what he points out to with drishta. Now tathapi, even though it is like this, vartamanam drishtam drashtam na aropani upayogi iti purva iti uktam. Say, let us just say drishta instead of purva drishta avabhasaha. Let us say drishta avabhasaha. Let the definition be paratra drishta avabhasaha instead of purva drishta avabhasaha. Whatever you see, you have seen before. Remove that term before. Whatever you are seeing. Seeing means now, it is happening. That is not, whatever you are seeing now is not useful to be an object which you can superimpose. You are seeing it, you are experiencing it now. It cannot be superimposed now itself. So that is not the right thing. Therefore he says, tathapi, even though it is drishta, it is seen, vartamanam drishtam, that which you see now, drishtam darshanam, na aropopiyogi, is not useful for superimposition. That is why he adds this purva drishtam. He adds this term purva to drishtam. You are seeing it now. That is not useful to superimpose. Whatever you saw before, that object of another point, another time is seen here. Tatra purvadrishtam sarupena sad api aropaniyataya anirvachyam iti anrutam. I have seen, experienced this object before. Meaning that object existed at that point of time. Okay. Though sarupena sad api, that has an existence in the vyavaharika plane, that may have existence in the vyavaharika plane, but still aropaniyataya, as a superimposed object, it is anirvachyam. Anirvachani anirvachyam iti anrutam. Therefore it is anrutam. The object, the rope is there. On that rope you see snake. This snake, where is this snake? Purva drishtam, it was experienced before at some other time and space. Now that you superimpose on this rope here and now. Now is this snake which you see on this rope real? No. Is it non-real? That also you cannot say. If it is real, you cannot dismiss it. You cannot remove it through your knowledge. That is not superimposition. That is true. That is true knowledge. If it is again non-real, again it is not superimposition. It is not superimposition. It is non-real. There is no, you don't see. I don't see pot here. That pot is asat here. So that also you need not negate. But here it is as though seen. That knowledge of whatever object you gained, that snake previously in previous time space, that is seen as though it exists. It is not real. It is not non-real, unreal. Therefore, it is anirvachyam. It is inexplicable. You cannot explain this snake to exist, to be existing, or to be non-existent. Therefore, it is said, it is anirvachyam. It is inexplicable. You cannot explain it as existent or non-existent. under. Third, that is why he has used it as anrutam. Satyanrute mitsini krutya. Previous sentence. Satyanrute mitsini krutya. By combining the satya, the truth, and this anruta, this otherwise. That is why I didn't say false. That which is beyond the sat and asat is what we are discussing about as anruta. It is not false. So, aropa vishayam sati aropa vishayam satyam aha paratraiti. Aropa vishayam, that which you see, which is the aropa vishayam, in which you are, this adhishthana, in which you are superimposing, that we accept the vyavaharika existence. For that he says paratraiti. Paratra shuktikado paramartha sati tad anena satyanrata mithanam iti mithanam uktam. Paratra shuktikado, in front of you, whatever you see, the rope, in the rope or in the seashell, whatever that is, paramartha sati tad anena satyanrata mithini, that is accepted to be existent. That existent is shuktikado paramarsati. In the shuktika, shukti etc., in the rope etc., you see the superimposition of snake. In the jagat etc., in the jagat you see the super, in the Brahman you see the superimposition of jagat. So shuktikado paramarsati tadanena satyanrutam mithunam ityuktam. That is why he says satyanruta mithunam. In the rope which has existence, you superimpose the otherwise, beyond, that which is beyond, which is anruta, the snake, which cannot be called existent or non-existent. And in the paramarthata, in the ultimate truth, the self, you are superimposing this jagat, which is again anirvachya, it is inexplicable. So paratra purvadrishta avasah iti alakshanam adivya iti alakshanam adivyapakatvat. Whatever explanation you gave, whatever definition you said, paratra purvadrishta avasah, in the object in front of you, purvadrishta avasah, whatever you saw, the experience, that is superimposed. It is not right definition. Why? Adivyapakatvat, it has this ativyapti dosha. Now you understand why we studied tarka sangraha. Ativyapti dosha. Ativyapti dosha means you go to define this point, but instead of defining only that, you are also including something else. This is ativyapti. You define some point, instead of defining it totally, you define it only partially. This is avyapti. You go to define some point, but you don't at all define any point of it, any part of it, is asambhava. These are three doshas in logic, in definition. So the lakshana, the definition, should not have any of these three doshas, three defects. So now he says your definition has this one defect, which is ativyapti.